You're dressing with class, well, you needn't. You're holding your sass, well, you needn't. You think you're a gas, well, you needn't. It's over now.
And good afternoon, Richmond. You are now listening to The Defenders Live, and I'm your host, Anna Edwards, and today is Monday, June 14th, 2010. And if I'm not mistaken, I think this is actually Flag Day in the United States. The Defenders Live is brought to you as a production of the Defenders for Freedom, Justice, and Equality, and if you would like to learn more, please visit our website at defendersfje.org. And if you would like to give us a call, it's 804-644-5834. And we can also take your little notes by email, and that's defendersfje@hotmail.com. Well, I'm really pleased that today is one of the days of the month in which we have set aside in order to talk to some folks from a nation in Africa. We established that we were going to provide a monthly opportunity to speak to members of the African Community Network. And if you've been tuned in for the last couple of months, you may have heard the show in which we introduced that organization to you and decided that there was far too much to learn to squeeze into 27 minutes for one show. And we decided that a series that would allow us to give you at least a brief introduction to the contemporary nations of Africa, of which there are 52. A lot of people are still a little confused and think of Africa as one whole country. But while there is a strong sense of commonality amongst, I think, a kind of sensibility among the people, we are talking about 52 independent nations, and so it's important to get to know them because they have distinct histories, especially in terms of their relationship to the United States and to Europe and over the last 200 years. So I think this is a really lovely opportunity to get smarter about our sisters and brothers in Africa, and many of whom are here, and that is one of the other reasons why we're having these conversations. My guests today are Jean Bosco Fogam and Joseph Zinchem, and both are from Cameroon, and I would like to say welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Sana.
Great. Jean Bosco, you've been with us once before?
No.
No, this is your first time.
This is the first time.
See, okay, that's what happens. Mahamadou was here twice. I think that's what happened, is that he was here twice. And you two are partners in crime with ACN, and so we see you together a lot. But this is a good opportunity, and I'm really pleased that you both could make it today.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Yay. Well, I'm going to turn it over to both of you for a minute so you can both tell me. Let's start. Joseph, we'll start with you, and tell me a little bit about you being here, but a little bit about Cameroon and how long you've been here, and, you know, get us started that way.
Well, I was born in the French-speaking part of Cameroon, which is situated in a really central part. It's a grassland area, flat. And I moved to the United States with my family at a time. We had two daughters, 5 years old and two years old. We came here as a Christian missionary to continue working with the same organization I started working with 23 years ago back in Cameroon and different other African nations. So that's why I came here, and that's what I'm still here for. And it was through that our interest for the continent that we end up with the ACN.
Aha, there you go. All right.
Yes.
And Jean Bosco, how did you get here?
Yes, first of all, thank you, Mrs. Anna, for inviting us to this broadcast time of Defenders Lives. It's a pleasure to be here to talk about Cameroon. I've been here for 9 years. I came in United States in 2002, to further my studies. And I first came and my family joined me, my spouse and my son.
Okay.
Yes, I'm from western part of Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now tell us where Cameroon is in relation to, what are its neighboring countries?
Yes, Cameroon is have borders with Nigeria to the west part, to the north with Chad, mm-hmm. to the south with Congo, Gabon.
And then Equatorial Guinea.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so
and the east with the Central African Republic.
Okay.
Border east all the way to the northern part of Cameroon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm trying to, because, you know, like I said, everything for me is referenced by Mali because I'm now most familiar with that. So
right,
where
right.
is Cameroon in relation to Mali?
Well, in relation to Mali, Cameroon is a further south. If okay. if you picture yourself where the equator mm-hmm. is crossing, you know, like, you know, the equator crossed the continent. So Cameroon is just a few degrees above the equator.
Okay.
On the western part, the Atlantic.
Okay. Yes. And what is the climate like and what is the terrain?
Where the climate in Cameroon varies from region mm-hmm. to region, as well as the climate mm-hmm. and even the landscape. That's really the something unique about the nation, that the northern part of the country is more dry, we have peaks and it's hot, and we have probably 4 months of rain during the year.
Mm-hmm.
And the early part, the end of the year and January, February is extremely dry with the winds blowing, but it's also beautiful landscape. I love that part of Cameroon. Probably yeah. Jean Bosso can talk about the western part.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the western part is we have two climate over there also. We have rainy season. A long rainy season, a short one, and the dry season also. But it's not too hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice place to be because we don't have snow over there. I know sometimes we like snow, but
right.
there is no snow over there. And people enjoy it.
Yeah.
If you have a chance to go over there, you love it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's also mountainous.
Yeah.
The beautiful mountain. The chain of mountain that you see starting in Nigeria, travel all the way to the northern parts, go down to the western part of Cameroon.
Is there a name for that chain of mountains? Or
I can't remember. There is a name. There is a name of the chain of mountains, but
mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in talking about the different climates, one of the things that sort of always contributes to is movement of people, depending on how the weather treats crops, or depending on how the lifestyle is. But mm-hmm. migration
yeah.
Patterns of people.
Yeah, to be fair with the rest of the region of Cameroon, I think we want to talk about the central part.
Go ahead.
The central part is also a mixture of grassland, like where I was born mm-hmm. and a part of my life grew up, but also the rainforest.
Right.
The deep south of Cameroon is mainly rainforest with a really thick jungle.
Okay.
With wild animals. We have natural reserve there. We do have also natural reserve in the northern parts.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of tourists coming from Europe and America and traveling to the north and the south to see
mm-hmm.
The wildlife. And the eastern part of Cameroon is rainforest and grassland too.
Okay.
Thick rainforests, really tall and tall trees in the eastern. And we have also a lot of wildlife in the eastern part
yeah.
of Cameroon.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like exactly the kind of place where you would find a lot of, like you said, Europeans and Americans who are interested in environmental issues.
That's right.
And,
yes.
You know, and research, I would think. If you have
yes,
rainforests,
yes.
since rainforests are on the decline around the world, then
yeah.
you would have a lot of scientists coming mm-hmm. to...
Yeah, a lot
yes,
of scientists coming there all the time mm-hmm. to do some research and, you know, And also people are all sympathetic over there.
Yeah.
They like receiving people, talking, yes. exchanging.
It's hospitality is one of the value.
Yes,
yeah.
one of the that best would, value. Over
that
there.
Would be one of the primary commonalities, I would think, in across the continent.
Yes,
would be that hospitality is considered very important.
Yes, it is. It is still today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's still today. I mean, we have the influence from our side, and so we're losing some of these. A value, but it's still an important character of our life.
Now, you both came over for different reasons. You came over to support the continuing missionary work.
Yes.
And most people are not accustomed to the missionary coming from Africa to the U.S., so I think that's an interesting dynamic for that.
Right.
And and maybe brings a different perspective, you know, on that with it. And then and you came to further your education.
Right.
And so both of those, I would imagine, put you in slightly different experiences in terms of being immigrants to the United States.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Jean Bosco, you want to start?
Yes. Concerning immigration problem issues in the United States, when you first arrive, sometimes frustrating because, you know, in Cameroon we have two languages,
mm-hmm.
official languages, French and English.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get in the United States, the way they spoke English sometimes, you feel like, wow, is it possible to me to adapt myself to this country?
Yeah.
But most of time, you know, by talking all the time, you know,
gradually
get familiar. Gradually you get it. You get familiar with people and so on. It's good. But a lot of people from Africa sometimes have some issues, like where to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you get sick. Sometimes when coming from the French part, you spend some time to adapt yourself, to know how to speak,
mm-hmm.
and all that.
And read signs, I would imagine.
Read signs,
yeah,
and so
yeah.
on. Remember, you know, driving also, it's a problem.
Rules of
I remember
the road,
I go to DMV with some my colleagues, some people from Cameroon, to explain to them how to take the test, how to drive,
right.
you know.
Right.
So you have a lot of issues like that.
Yeah.
And the first thing to do most of the time is to go to school, you know,
yeah.
and try to learn, you
improve
know, gradually.
Your English.
And
yeah.
gradually. Mm-hmm. You succeed to make it.
Yeah.
Yes.
First thing, communication.
Yes, my experience was, because before coming to the United States, I traveled to several countries in Africa. And so I had that romantic ideas that, you know, because I say I come here as a missionary, I will be welcomed, starting with the embassy. They will say, oh, he's a missionary. Well, wonderful. Everything will be made easier for me. But I realized later that I was very naive. I was very naive because I never had to be turned down for a visa in any of the countries I've been before. So I experienced that first time with the U.S. Embassy. And I did not have... economically and socially what it takes, but I had a clear purpose and I was honest. See, this is what I'm coming to America for. I've been doing this and I'll continue this into America. So that was my first shock.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get here, I mean, of course, my family and I work with the same organization. Our colleagues here help us with orientation into the cities, the issue of DMV, social securities, administration, and things was very much easy than we are experiencing today, you know, dealing with DMV or social security administration was very much easy. Compared to what we are facing today as a foreigner, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now to integrate the society here, we still, you know, you can't, that was our first experience here. So we're still thinking that, you know, we will be welcome everywhere, like we have used to and experienced back home in right. Africa. We just talked a while ago about hospitality. So we come with this fantasy. I mean, I don't provide fantasy, but with these expectations that we will be welcomed as missionaries and we will have access and the work will continue smoothly, easy, as we have experienced there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So, but the reality is different. The way you are being welcomed, the society look at you and you, and they really make you feel like, oh, you are different. So there is not much that we can have from you because you are from Africa. You know, Africa has had that negative connotation. You know, people look at us as Africa, consequently, or therefore we have nothing to offer.
Nothing to offer, yeah.
Nothing to offer.
Really remarkable.
Yes, yeah. And so you have to face this, even though we have experience that we were eager to share here in America. So we had to struggle to adjust, like Jean Bosco said, understand the culture, the mindset of people, and I start flowing with. So because of that, it has never been easy.
Yeah.
Because of that, we are in a position of helping our friends who come from Africa to transition and understand that it's a complete different society, culturally, spiritually, socially, and so forth.
Right.
And even dealing with the immigration office here, the immigration administration here, is in our experience, we really don't see there is hospitable. We will expect great nation as America to be hospitable with foreigners. I'm talking about administratively talking. But today, since 9/11, you have that sentiment against foreigners.
Right, mistrust. Mistrust
everywhere. Yeah. In most everywhere, even including the government agencies, local, state, and federal agency, which is. Regrettable.
Yeah. Right. I think that to a certain extent, there's a lot of education that does not go on that probably should, especially, you know, 9/11 has become, you know, this nexus of change in terms of foreign relations. And it makes it very challenging for people on both sides, especially, you know, this country feels that, you know, well, it was attacked in a way that, you know, they have not experienced before.
Yeah.
And so, but at the same time, it's a little frightening how quickly fear becomes the dominant interface
with
people. And so I know that there's a lot of education that needs to go on, and I think this is very helpful for people to understand that the sentiment, that it goes both ways.
I mean, you see, when you have a calamity happening like the 9/11, we all grieved with that. Well, probably the majority of the people grieve with that. Probably not everybody grieve. But then it can shape our attitude in wrong way toward everybody.
Right.
And we start seeing everyone
as a possible enemy.
Yeah, as a possible enemy. Yeah. And make even laws regarding this, to avoid another catastrophe.
Yeah.
Which really can help, but is...
It's too broad a net.
Yeah,
it's too broad. It's like casting this gigantic net and you catch 100,000 people and 3 are a problem.
You know?
And so in the meanwhile, 100,000 people have gone through a lot of difficulty, in order to catch, 3 people. And, and you don't know where those 3 people are from anyway. So, big deal. Very quickly, I want to let people know that you are listening to The Defenders Live on WRIR 97.3, Low Power FM Radio, Richmond's Radio for the Rest of Us. I am your host, Anna Edwards, and today we are talking with Jean Bosco Fogam and Joseph Zinchem. Both are of Cameroon, and that is a French and English-speaking nation in West Africa, and with a spectacular range of terrain, as we've been describing, from the equatorial rainforest to grasslands to mountainous regions to very temperate regions to also very hot regions as well. And so, you know, it makes you immediately want to go and see for yourself. One of the things that, you know, so we've talked a little bit about, you know, this the challenges for being an immigrant and in this time right now. I want to give you both an opportunity to let people know what are some of the things going on, because I assume that you're both still in contact with people back home. And talk about maybe some issues that are being worked on in Cameroon that maybe you have found some correlations to here in the United States. I mean, for example, one of the things, you know, that's in health is, you know, is a big issue, and how we're all dealing with the issue of health care. There was a recent PBS program, we were talking about that, where in Cameroon, there's a problem with termites, and that they were using tapping into how ants behave in order to tackle a problem with termites. But so that thing makes me think about housing and, you know, how is housing a particular kind of issue? So I just trying to get a sense of if people were working on projects to help people in the Cameroon, what would you say are some of the prevalent challenges for Cameroon and or, you know, achievements and accomplishments? So we always tend to talk about problems because we want to alert people, but, you know, also, What's happening in Cameroon that, on a contemporary basis, we can connect to?
Yeah, in Cameroon, in contemporary basis, the main problem is health.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, people have health issues sometimes. Hospital, we don't have enough hospital over there.
Mm-hmm.
And those hospitals over there sometimes are full with a lot of cases. And
less equipment.
Yeah, less equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And people sometimes have to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Need some time to travel to cure some illness, some sickness, stuff like that.
So the infrastructure is not there to support.
Yes, the infrastructure are not really there.
So the people are then relying on both traditional medicine and access to a modern medicine as well.
Both.
Yeah.
Modern medicine and traditional medicine most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, an interesting thing which the more I'm thinking about it, the more I'm really grateful that medical doctors in Cameroon, and I'm suspecting that in many places in Africa, are not very disconnected with the traditional and the spiritual aspect of medicine in Africa, because some of the cases that they're dealing with in a hospital, scientifically they are out of means. They're out of means scientifically.
Sure.
They will refer the sick people to go and see what in America we will call a bush doctor, you know, or they will refer the sick to a church. So you go take your case to church because they see that scientifically here we cannot do anything with this case.
Right. Yeah. That's an interesting, you know, because people would say, well, once you touch Western medicine, then you can't go back. And yet the practical reality is that you have to rely on what you have.
That's right.
And what you do know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, often, of course, science finds out that some of the traditional approaches are quite effective.
That's right.
So, you know, so it's a blend.
Yes.
I know it's a blend.
And also, I want to add something. You have powerful traditional doctors over there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they heal some illness, which have not been healed in the hospital sometimes.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, sometimes doctors work in conjunction with traditional doctors.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Well, one thing I wanted to add to what Jean Bosco is saying is that in Cameroon, as well as in many African nations, we are struggling between our traditional life as African, mm-hmm. where we had our own environments for right. thousands of years, and we live within these environments. Mm-hmm. We are educated consequently. Our social life is built around that, mm-hmm. and health issues. So we go, our ancestors live longer and healthy life than us.
Right, today. Right, right.
But that was before that strong connection with the Western world. Mm-hmm. So if there was an issue of health, the question is how they manage to be that healthy mm-hmm. and live longer. Because mm-hmm. we devalue what we call traditional medicine.
Right, traditional practices.
Which right. we should not.
Right.
The pills are based on what?
Yeah.
The pills are based on what? I work with my father. He yeah. showed me one day, he took me to the farm. He said, you take this when you have diarrhea. And he cut it and gave it to me.
And you were better.
I was better.
See? Now, I have to cut it short. They have given me the 1-minute signal.
Yeah, right.
As I told you, just yes. when it gets meaty and good, yes. we have to stop. Mm-hmm. So I want to quickly thank both of you for coming. And obviously, we have to repeat this wow. so that we can go further with
it's
this.
It's fast.
It gets very fast. Yeah. So, Joseph, thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And Jean Bosco. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Anna. Maybe I have a last word.
Quick.
Yeah, something to emphasize is that we have wisdom in the United States.
Yes.
We have wisdom in Africa.
Absolutely.
Now, Africans, to be in the right track, they just need to be united.
Figure out the integration. There you
That's
go.
It.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Please go to defendersfje.org, where I will have information for you about the African Community Network and about the Cameroon. I'll refer you to some websites and try to get more information for you. But thank you for tuning in. Remember to keep up the struggle. Remember that kindness matters. And we will talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're talking so sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now. You're dressing with class, well, you needn't. You're holding your sass, well, you needn't. You think you're a gas, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now.